啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
啊，今天想从哥林多后书啊，跟大家来分享属灵的忧愁与嫉妒。
Today I'd like to share with you godly sorrow and godly jealousy in the book of 2 Corinthians.
啊，忧愁跟嫉妒啊，这本来都是不好的。
Sorrow and jealousy itself are not good.
啊，对一个人。不论是肉体上、心灵上、灵性上，啊，都有很大的毁坏力。
It has great force of destruction to one's physically, spiritually, and also emotionally. 啊，
但是当我们在看保罗写信给哥林多教会，啊，他有提到属灵的忧愁。
But we notice that when Paul writes his letter to the Corinthian church, that he mentions of this godly sorrow.
他也提到属灵的嫉妒。
He also take mention of godly jealousy.
啊，就因为有这两个忧愁跟嫉妒，所以哥林多教会啊，从灵性一直衰退当中啊，不断在成长。
So because of sorrow and jealousy, and through learning, the church in Corinthians constantly learn and progress.
可见忧愁加上嫉妒，如果是从属灵上出来的，这是好的。
So it may be that godly sorrow and godly jealousy is good for us.
这可以救一个人，也可以救一间教会。
It can save one person and also save the church.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7.Verse 10.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。第十节。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Verse 10. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
啊，保罗在这里提到一种是世俗的忧愁。
Paul mentions here one kind of sorrow is from the world,
and 一种是依着神的意思忧愁
and another sorrow is according to God's will.
啊，正言里面说，忧伤的灵使骨头会枯干
and it says that the sorrow of the world produces death.
啊，人的心灵跟人的肉体有相关的
There's a direct relationship between our hearts.And our physical body.
如果一人心灵忧伤，会影响他的健康情况。
If one's heart is sorrowful, his health is also affected.
啊，所以到最后，啊，甚至到达死亡。
In the end, it may even result in death.
那人常常，啊，世俗的忧愁是什么
？So what are the sorrow of the world?
在马太福音第五章说
，Matthew chapter 5,
忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
That you are sorrow of what you should wear, what you should eat, what you should drink.
就是忧愁我们的生活水准不够高。
And that is that we are sorrowful of our living standards are not high enough.
忧愁我们钱赚的不够多。
That we are sorrowful that we do not earn enough more money.
所以我们开的车子，我们住的房子不能够跟人相比。
So that the house we dwell in and the car that we drive cannot compare with others.
这种忧愁对一个人毁坏力很大。
Such kind of sorrow has great destructive forces to oneself.
这叫做世俗的忧愁。
And this is what's called the sorrow of the world.
对一个人灵性绝对没有帮助。
It has no help or assistance to one's spirituality.
但是我们常常为这些世俗的事情真的很愁烦。
But we constantly worry about such kind of worldly sorrows.
甚至主耶稣在讲撒种的比喻，他说那个土地本来是很好，但是种子长不大。
Even Jesus mentioned the parable of the sower, that the ground may be a good soil, but the seed cannot grow.
因为今生的这个有这个荆棘把它掐住了。
Because due to the thorns that is around the field that chokes the seed.
那个 荆棘啊，有一个就是今生的思虑。
And one of the items listed in this symbolism of the thorns is sorrow.
啊，就是对今世忧虑太多。
That we have too much sorrow of what's around us in this world.
如果人灵性掐住了，长不大。
And so once spirituality become choked and cannot grow anymore.
所以人如果有世俗的忧愁怎么办
？So what should we do if we have the sorrow of the world？
菲律比书说，要靠主常常喜乐。
And Philippians, it mentions that we must rely on God to always be joyful.
啊，要把我们的忧虑啊，谢谢神。
That we are to give to God our sorrows.
啊，借着祷告感谢交托给神。
With prayer and with thanksgiving, we give it to God.
因为神顾念我们。
Because God cares for us.
神顾念天上的飞鸟。
God cares for the birds in the sky.
神顾念地上的百合。
God cares for the beast in the field.
我们不比飞鸟百合贵重的多吗？
Are we not even better and more valuable than the birds and the beasts of the field?
所以神也会顾念我们。
Therefore, God cares more for us.
所以我们要把这些世俗的忧愁交给神。
That's why we must give to God our worldly sorrows.
我们的肉体胜过衣裳。
That our flesh must overcome clothing.
我们的灵魂胜过肉体。
And that our spirit can overcome our flesh.
所以为着肉体，为着衣裳在忧愁啊，从属灵上看来，这是没有价值的。
So from a spiritual point of view, it is worthless to worry about the material and that of our physical.
哦，我们应该为着属灵上的事情来忧愁。
That we should be sorrowful for that of the spiritual.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗在谈到这个忧愁是从哪里来。
And so in 2 Corinthians, Paul describes where the sorrow comes from.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
哥林多后书的第七章第八节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8.
我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我会是后来虽然懊悔，却如今却不懊悔，因为知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。第九节
，Verse 9。
如今我欢喜，不是因为你们忧愁，是因为你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。啊，你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不因于我们受的亏损。哥林多教会，如果我们看啊，这个是一个问题很多的教会。
If we look into the history of the Corinthian church, this is a church with many problems.
在哥林多前书第一章说，它是恩赐、口才都全备。
And described in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it describes this church has much gifts and with much eloquence.
但是问题还是很多。
But still, it has many problems.
那里面有是拜偶像的。
And there are those who eat food worshipped in the, with idols.
就是跟鬼相交的。
And that they have this communications with Satan.
那里面有娶继母的 stepmother.
And there are also stepmothers.
娶继母娶 Mary.
Mary stepmothers.
这就是淫乱，教会里面有淫乱。
And these are all immoralities that existed in the church.
啊，它里面有所谓我属保罗，我属亚波罗。
And there are also divisions as they call themselves, I belong to Paul and or I belong to Apollo.
教会里面有纷争。
So there is this division.
它里面有混乱。
In this church there are chaos.
就是因为有恩赐啊，大家都需要要来。做方言造就教会
，because there is the gift of speaking tongue that many people wants to say many things.
所以教会里面呢混乱
，and so there was some confusion in the church.
保罗虽然他有权柄
，although Paul has authority，
因为他身上有神的能力
，because he has with him the spirit of God.
所以保罗说：“你要我带着行杖去吗
？”So Paul asked them, "Do you want me to bring with me a rod?"
为什么要让他们悔改？保罗问他们说：“你们要神来刑罚你们吗
？”He said, "In order for you to repent, do you want God to punish you himself?"
但是保罗有权柄，他并没有用这个权柄。
But Paul has his authority, but he refused to exercise his authority.
保罗用神的慈爱来劝他们。
Paul uses God's love and mercy to encourage them,
希望他们能够回头。
Hoping that they can return and repent,
使他们能够重新再得到神的恩典
so they can again receive the blessing from God.
所以保罗写一个很严厉的信来指责他们的错误
Therefore, Paul writes a very harsh letter to point out their wrongdoing.
但是感谢神，这个哥林多教会啊，从保罗的书信里面了解自己的错误，对保罗并没有反抗。
Thanks to God that through reading his letter, the Corinthians church listened and did not hold anything against Paul.
反而的，他因为这个信就产生了忧愁。
But instead, because of this letter, that they have this godly sorrow.
所以哥林多教会为着自己灵性上不能够长进啊，常常觉得很忧愁。
So because of their, because they are worried, they are sorrowful for their spirituality, not able to progress, they have this godly sorrow.
那这个忧愁变成他们得到恩典一个很重要的原因。
And this sorrow has a direct relationship with that of them receiving grace.
那马太福音第五章里面谈到八福。
As in Matthew chapter 5, it talks about the Beatitudes.
啊，主耶稣叫我们就是要让我们得到福气。
Jesus teach us so that we can receive blessings.
我们来教会就是要领受福气。
When we come to church, we are to receive blessings.
因为充充满满有恩典有真理，就是主耶稣来的。
Because great blessings and truth comes from Jesus Christ.
那我们要怎么样来得到福气？
And so how is it that we are to receive blessing from God?
就是在这八福里面提到。
And it is mentioned in the Beatitudes.
一个人要得到福气，一个最重要的方法要从内心改变开始。
That for one to receive blessing, that he must first transform himself inside his heart.
第二福就是哀痛的人有福了。
And the second are blessed those who mourn.
哀痛就是忧愁。
That they have to sorrow.
大家都很羡慕那过得很快的、吃喝穿都不愁的人。
There are those who envy those who eat comfortably and live in luxury.
赚很多钱、住好房子、开好车子的人。大家都很羡慕。
Everybody is envious of those who drives good car, has much money, live in wealth.
啊，认为这个是有福气。
And they think that this is called blessed.
但是主耶稣给那个完全相反的一种。
But Jesus gave us a totally different concept.
他说你们要哀痛。
He said you must mourn.
要哀忧愁。
That you must have the sorrow.
所以忧愁的人有福了。
So blessed are those who are sorrowful and mourn.
因为他们要得到安慰。
For they shall be comforted.
那这个福气就是哥林多教会所领受。
And so this is the blessing that the church, the Corinthians church received.
他为自己信仰不能够进步，灵性不能够长大，常常觉得很难过。
That because their faith is not growing and their spirituality is not moving, that they have this godly sorrow.
如果别人问我们信主几年，
If someone asks us, how many years have you believed in Christ?
我们常常用感谢的心说，40年、50年，我从小就信主了。
Or, and then we reply, say, thank God, I've been with Christ for 40, 30, or with my whole life.
这几十年来，我们既然能够保守得住，确实是神的恩典。
That through all these years, I can keep myself in the Lord, indeed is a blessing of God.
但是我们仔细再看圣经，对照一下我们自己的生活。
But then if we look into detail and mirror what is written in the Bible to our daily life.
请问我们信几十年，我们的信心跟那个初信两三个月的有什么差别？
Let us ask ourselves this question after doing this mirror effect that have we, are, is our faith the same or is it better than that of the true, the newly believers?
请问我们连续的五十年，我们的爱心对神对人的爱跟那个刚信主一年的人有什么差别？
Let us ask ourselves what is the difference that after we have believed in 50 years in the Christ, what is this love that we have in Christ?
我们连续的几十年，我们在讲话上那种内容跟讲话上那个态度啊，跟那个初信的人有什么差别？
That we have the spiritual cultivation for so long that what we speak, the words that come out of our mouth, is it much different than that of a newly believer?
我们天天在看主耶稣的榜样。
That every day we look at the examples of Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣的这个脚踪到底我们走了几步？
But how many of these steps have we actually followed of Christ?
所以每次我们想到我们信主这么久，灵性一直都没有在进步。
So many times we ponder to our spiritual cultivation of some so long that we have no progress.
我们人就会忧愁。
Then we have the sorrow.
我们真的是啊，对不起神。
Then indeed we are ashamed.
教会里面应该是神的家。
Church is supposed to be the house of God.
是神作王的地方。
It is where God rules as king.
应该是充满神的能力恩典的地方。
It is supposed to be a place where it's filled by the power of God.
充满神的爱的地方。
It is a place filled by His love.
教会应该是人间最后一块净土。
So therefore, the church is supposed to be one of the greatest atmosphere and the place you want to be.
是一块非常单纯的地方。
It is a place full of simplicity.
没有问题的地方。
There is no gray area and there is no difficulty.
这个是当初的使徒教会。
This is the apostolic church.
那我们再对照一下，我们看看我们的教会。
And so we learn that through our present church.
是不是我们已经达到那个程度呢
？Today have we attained to such a level?
所以当我们反省一下
，So let us reflect.
我们离开哥林多教会并没有差多远。
That we are no different, or not, we are not far apart from that of the Corinthians church.
就是我们怎么能来救我们自己
？So how do we save ourselves？
使我们教会重新改变
，so that our church can again transform itself。
我们需要一个属灵的忧愁
，Therefore we must have this godly sorrow。
就是哥林多教会的忧愁
，And this is the sorrow of the Corinthians church。
那这个忧愁有什么好处
？And so what benefits of the sorrow？
请看哥林多后书第七章
，Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7。
第九节
，Verse 9。
如今我欢喜，不是因为你们忧愁。保罗说，我不是因为你们忧愁，因为我很高兴啊。
Verse 9 says, Paul said, "Now rejoice, not that you were made sorry."
那我很高兴，是因为我们在忧愁当中真的有后悔啊。
But I rejoice because your sorrow led to repentance.
这个后悔就是真的想要改变啊。所以保罗说，因为你们真的想要改变，我觉得很高兴。
Because you have this heart of repentance, I am joyful.
有哪一个父亲看到小孩子很忧伤，他很高兴呢？
Which father looks at his children full of sorrow is joyful about that?
No,
there is none.
神的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
That God, the concept of God is that He wants to give us peace and joy, not that of sorrow.
所以神拣选了我们，并不是要叫我们忧愁。
So God chose us not.So that we can be always sorrowful.
但是如果一个人对自己灵性不能够长进，常常觉得很忧愁，产生一种心，我要改变，这个人就喜欢了。
But God is pleasing to those who, because they are one who feel his speciality is not growing, and therefore he has his sorrow and leads to repentance to return to God. This kind of sorrow God is pleased.
我们常常在外在的环境一直想要改变。
In our outside appearance, many times we try to change.
房子、车子，什么要改变
？We try to change our car, our house, and our living style.
因为我们有那个欲望
，because we have this hope.
但是我们对自己的内心，我们那个欲望，我要进步。
But we have that hope inside our hearts that we want to be a better person.
我要改变
，that I myself, I want to change my.
我要让基督活在我里面。
I want Christ to live within me.
我要彰显神的荣耀。
I want to show the.Glory of God.
我要显现神的形象。
That I want to show the image of God inside me.
我们有没有这个欲望
？Do we have such kind of wish and hope?
如果我们从忧愁当中产生这种欲望
，So if we have grown this hope through our godly sorrow,
这个就是神喜欢的地方。
This is what God is joyful.
所以保罗说，我看你们忧愁产生一种后悔，这个就是我高兴的地方。
And so here Paul said, I rejoice because your sorrow led to repentance.
我们看啊。十一节
，Let's look at verse 11。
你们看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
Verse 11, for observe this very thing that you sorrow in a godly manner, what diligence it produced in you, but clearing of yourselves.What indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication. In all things, you proved yourself to be clear in this matter.
他说这个依着神的意思忧愁就产生很多不同的追求。
That you saw in a godly manner, therefore you have many items that you pursue.
第一个就是看你们何等的殷勤。
First is what diligence is produced in you.
一个人如果没有灵性上没有忧愁，觉得说我自己很差。你怎么会殷勤？我想要认真来读圣经来祷告。
And if one did not have the sorrow, how would he have this diligence to go further and said, I want to study the words of God, I must grow.
我们在工作上都不愿意落后的。
In our work, we will not fall behind.
所以该进去就进去，努力就是努力。
If we need to push harder, work harder, we will do so.
我们很勤劳。
That we work hard.
但在什么工作上呢？
But what about the work of God?
别人做很多，我们没有做，我们没有感觉。
That people do much work for God, but we have no feeling toward that. We don't do nothing. It's okay.
我们有忧愁。
We do not have to sorrow.
如果我们有一个忧愁
，But if we have to sorrow inside,
就会产生殷勤。
Then you will have produced this diligence.
我要多做圣工。
That I must do more holy work.
这样来报答神的恩典。
To repay the grace of God.
我会教多做一点，让教会圣工能够兴旺。
That I must do more work for God, so that the church. can prosper.
因为我觉得教会不能够发展，我很忧愁。
Because the church cannot prosper, therefore I have to sorrow inside me.
所以就产生一种殷勤。
And therefore it produces the diligence.
好，然后自诉、自恨、恐惧。
And then this indignation, fear, and zeal.
还有想念。
And vindication.
所以内心有这种忧愁，所以我们的心呢、啊，更会跟神连在一起。
So because we have the soul inside our heart, our heart can be more connected to that of God.
热心折法
，and that we can be revived.
所以我们心中呢，对神产生一种热火热的追求。
That our heart produces zeal to work and be with God.
啊，然后最后啊，是我们完全能够有一个改变。
And then the end result that we have this great transformation of ourselves.
那这就是我们得到安慰、得到恩典的开始。
And this is the beginning of us being comforted, and also the beginning of us receiving these blessings.
我们看到民数记啊，民数要复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
So when we look into Nehemiah trying to revive the faith of Israel,
就从以色列来念摩西的律法书。
And he asked Ezra to come to read to the people the scriptures of God.
他们就很久没有听到这个律法书。
For a long time, the people have not heard the words of God.
那以色列在念律法书的时候，以色列百姓就痛哭了。
And so when Ezra read out loud the scripture and the words of God, that the people wept bitterly.
因为神的话一进到内心，他们才知道自己离开神太远了。
Because the word of God has gone into their heart that they realize they themselves have departed from God for a long distance.
So when they heard the law,
so when they heard the laws, that they determined in their hearts to repent. Even to the point, every one of them signed their signature saying that they are to change themselves and repent. Because they reflect back the reason that they were destroyed and that the great Jerusalem and the wall, great wall, was destroyed because of themselves. Today, although the wall has been rebuilt, but if in their heart they do not have the sincere repentance,
离开神，这个城墙还会拆掉一次。
And then if they depart from God again, this wall will also perish again.
他们会在王国被掳到外地去。
Again, they will lose their nation, and they will also be carried out to other foreign nations.
所以从律法书里面产生的忧愁。
And therefore, from the laws that they have this soul,
啊，他们真的改变。
And so they transform themselves.
发起热心。
So they have the zeal toward God.
把这个信仰、这个属灵的城墙也盖起来。
That they build up this physical wall and also the spiritual wall inside of their hearts.
所以，哥林多后书说，我们要有属灵的忧愁。
And therefore, 2 Corinthians teaches us that we must have this godly soul.
在诗篇51篇里面啊，大卫的忧愁。
In Psalm 51, it talks about the sorrow of David.
先看诗篇的51篇。
Let's look at Psalms 51.
第四节
，verse four，
啊，第三节
，verse three，
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。第四节
，verse four，
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，你啊，在你的眼前常常行这个恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公正，判断我的时候显为清洁。这里大卫向神悔改。
Here is the repentance of David to God.
他说我知道我的罪过。
He said, I acknowledge my transgression.
我的罪常常在我面前。
And my sin is always before me.
十条诫命他犯了三条。
In the Ten Commandments, he committed three, he broke the three commandments.
说我向你犯罪，我在你面前行恶事。
And that I have done evil in your sight.
那因为这个罪，所以神离开了大卫。
Because of this sin that God departed from David.
所以他里面那个喜乐的心没有了。
So therefore the joy that was in the heart of David was no longer there.
那个平安的感觉也没有了。
And that the peace that was there was no longer there.
因为神已经离弃了他。
Because God has departed himself from David.
在那个时候大卫很痛苦。
And so at that time David was full of sorrow.
所以他向神哀求。
And so he prayed to God.
第六节说你如果喜爱祭物啊我就献上了。
Verse 16, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would have gave it.
如果罪的赦免能够用祭物来解消，我一定献上。
That if his sin can be washed away through sacrifice, he will definitely have sacrificed to God.
神所要的不是这些东西。
But God do not want these physical sacrifices.
神所要的是人有忧伤痛悔的心。
But what God wants is He wants us to have the sorrow, this heart of repentance.
就是依着神的意思忧愁。
That according to the will of God in a godly manner, we have the sorrow.
这就是神所要的。
And this is what God wants.
那如果一个人有这个心，神就必悦纳。
That if one has this kind of heart, then God will listen.
最后呢，大卫就蒙神赦免。
And therefore, later on, we see David's sins was forgiven by God.
神的灵再一次充满他。
Again, the Spirit of God came down to David.
他重新再喜乐。
And again, he became joyful.
所以今天我们需要这种属灵的忧愁。
So today, we need these godly sorrow.
我们全家信主。
Our whole family had believed in God.
但是我们来看。
But then we look closely.
我们的家庭能够荣耀神吗？
Can our family give glory to God?
我们的家庭真的是神的国吗？
Is our family really truly the kingdom of God?
我们的家跟没有信主的人家有什么差别？
What is the comparison? What is the differences between our Christian family to that of other families?
所以常常我们每一次这样对照圣经，跟对照我们周围没有信的人，我们就知道我们要忧愁。
So every time we mirror ourselves with that of the Bible and also with those around us, we become to have this godly sorrow.
因为神给我们的恩典非常的高贵。
Because the grace that God has given us is very precious.
神将来给我们天国的赏赐非常的荣耀。
In the future, God will give us the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们今天行事为人，是不是就是因为能够真的对得起神？
But today, what we behave in this world, are we able to give this glory to God?
我们的生活，我们的家庭，是不是能够真的能够跟神的恩德相称。
That in our daily lives and our family is able to live worthy of the grace that we receive from God.
我们是这样想。
And so every time we think about this,
心里有忧愁。
Then we have this godly sorrow.
我们就知道要追求。
And therefore we know that we must pursue harder.
要改变。
We must change ourselves.
这样我们能够再次从神得到恩典。
And then again we can receive this blessing from God.
平安喜乐才能够再次充满我们家庭。
That peace and joy can again fill our household.
我们再看嫉妒。
Let's look into jealousy.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse
2. 为你们起的那愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾经把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。第三节
Verse 3，
我只怕你们的心或偏离邪，失去那像基督所存清洁的心，就像蛇诱惑的夏娃一样。
Verse 2, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that you may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3, but I fear, lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
第二节，这边说，我向你们起的愤恨，如果我们看英文就翻得更清楚了，我向你们起那个嫉妒，是神那样的嫉妒。
He said, but verse 2 said, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy.
所以保罗为了神非常的嫉妒。
So God,
哥林多教会的信徒。
So Paul, for God, has this jealousy for the believers in Corinthians church.
保罗是一个属灵人。
Paul is a spiritual man.
他说我活着就是基督。
For he said that to live is Christ.
那保罗怎么会嫉妒人呢？
So how is it that Paul had this jealousy?
他说这是神那样的嫉妒。
But he mentions here this is a godly jealousy.
可见这个嫉妒是跟那个从地上的智慧来那个嫉妒不一样。
So this jealousy is different from that of the earthly jealousy.
这个地上的智慧那种嫉妒常常带给人扰乱和各样的坏事。
That usually the earthly jealousy and the will produce much chaos and confusion and evilness.
你看当大卫回到城里面的时候，
We look at the example of when David came back into the city.
一对父女就在歌唱，扫罗杀死千军，大卫杀死万万。
And we see a group of women singing praise that David had slain thousands and ten thousands, and they sing that Saul only slain thousands.
本来打败敌人从战场回来，应该是很高兴才对。
Originally, it should be a very joyful event that they have come back from battle victorious.
因为那个哥利亚这么强，头被斩掉，应该大家很高兴才对。
because they should be joyful that the Goliath, such giant, has been slain.
但是当这个话又传到大扫罗的心里面,
but when such words reach the ears of King Saul,
他就受不了,
and then he cannot bear it anymore.
为什么把万万归给他, 只天天归给我?
How is it that they give praise to David as 10,000 and me only 1,000? And so jealousy will corrupt to the bones of oneself. And because of jealousy that King Saul wants to seek the life of David. And so what a destructive force that this jealousy have upon
us.
During the time of Jesus, because of jealousy, that the Pharisees, the teachers, wants to kill Jesus. And so the jealousy of the world brings much confusion, chaos, and evilness. Here Paul describes, for I am jealous for you with the godly jealousy. And so what is he talking about here? Here it describes afterwards. For I have restored you to one husband. What is this talking about? That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. So it tells us this passage that to believe in Christ is that we have, it's actually like a marriage.
那这个里面应该几个很重要的因素在里面。
And there are several important points in this.
一定有爱在里面。
It must have this love.
啊, 没有爱人怎么去结婚呢?
Without love, how do we have a wedding?
我们常常在受洗以前呢, 啊, 都有跟这个样受洗的这查考这个十大信条。
That before our baptism, we comes to learn of the 10
article faith.
Articles of faith.
第一条, 你信吗?
The first article, do you believe?
第二条, 你信吗?
The second, do you believe?
第九条, 你信吗?
The ninth article, do you believe?
第十条, 你信吗?
The tenth, do you believe?
因为你信, 所以你可以受洗。
But because you believe, you can receive baptism.
那圣经里面既然说我们 跟神的关系好像结婚一样,
and since the Bible describes to us our relationship with God is like a marriage, and so we bring this to that of wedding.
啊, 你相信你丈夫有读书吗? 我信。
To your marriage, that has your husband read the Bible?
有读书吗?
Have read the book?
你相信你丈夫在上班吗?
Do you believe that your husband is working?
啊, 讲到最后, 因为你信, 所以你们可以结婚。
And that because you believe him, that you can be married.
那这个问题出在哪里?
But this marriage, where does the problem lie?
你如果只信, 没有爱你怎么结婚?
That if you only solely believe and without love, how do you actually go to get married?
所以今天的好多的婚姻就是因为信, 没有爱。
So we look at today's marriage, because they have this belief, but they do not have love, therefore it does not last long.
我信他很有钱, 所以我爱, 我要跟他结婚。
That I believe he is wealthy, therefore I will marry.
但那个钱是不是从爱来的? 大有问题。
That marriage, does it consist of love? It is not.
因为我信他有很多条件, 所以我跟他结婚。
That I believe he has many requirements, that therefore I will marry him.
但是人老珠黄那个条件都没有了。
But after growing old, that these requirements are no longer there. And so their marriage ended. Because you only believe and you do not have love, therefore the marriage ends. And therefore, coming back to our relationship with Christ, do you believe?
But
Satan also believes. Why is it that Satan has no part with God? Because he has no heart and love.
所以一个人要信耶稣要有一个很大的决心,
and therefore when one comes to be with Christ, then he has to have this great acknowledgement.
就你决定受洗后你今天属耶稣,
that after you come to believe and baptized in Christ, that you
你属耶稣,
that you belong to Christ.
在人里面你跟他就像夫妻一样,
that in spirit your relationship is like that of a marriage.
所以圣经里面还用婚姻来比喻人跟神的关系,
therefore the Bible describes many times that we our relationship to God is like that of a marriage.
亚当跟夏娃,
Adam and Eve,
这两个叫做一体,
that these two are called one.
为什么叫做一体?
Why is it to be called one body?
因为夏娃是从亚当的肋骨拿出来造的。
Because Eve was created through the rib of Adam.
所以亚当看到夏娃有一个感觉，就是说骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So when Adam saw Eve, he had this feeling that she is the bones of my bones.
这是不可以分开的。
It cannot be separated.
既然是骨中的骨，肉中的肉，怎么可以分开？
Since she is the bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh, how is it that we separate?
但我们现在看婚姻叫 partnership。就是找一个伴侣。
But today we look at marriage, it seems as though everyone is going to a partnership.
那这个伴侣还是做生意的伙伴。
And then this kind of partnership is like that of a business partnership.
那个伙伴不是一体的。
That this kind of partnership is not of one body.
不是骨中的骨，不是肉中的肉。
Not the bones of my bones and the flesh of my flesh.
所以有一天这个意见不合拆伙，你找你的另外伙伴，我找我另外伙伴。
So therefore, when one day they have a dispute that there is no compromise, therefore you go your direction, I go my direction.
所以如果把婚姻只看作是一个伴侣，这将来一定没有他的问题。
So if we look upon marriage as like that of a partnership, in the future this marriage will definitely have problems.
婚姻不只是一个伴侣。
Marriage is not only a partnership.
婚姻是一个一体的关系。
For marriage is consisting of one body.
是不能够分离的。
It cannot be separated.
因为夏娃是从亚当出来的。
Because Eve came out of Adam.
所以本来是两个人。
So originally this is two people.
所以两个要成为一体。
So that the two will to be joined as one.
那这个两个怎么成为一体呢？
And how is it that these two will be joined as one?
就是因为有爱在里面。
It's because they have this bond of love.
如果伴侣就不一定要有爱。
If it's partnership, then you may don't have to have this love.
做生意的伴侣是讲利害关系，不讲爱的。
When you talk about business partnership, it's talking about one's capability. It's not talking about based on love.
所以婚姻如果讲伴侣，常常是讲跟你结婚对我有什么好处，是利害关系，不是爱。
So if a marriage is talking about partnership, how you can benefit me and how I can benefit you, then it will not work.
所以我对那个好处没有了，婚姻就完了。
So because once the benefits no longer have this mutual benefits, then this marriage will be broken.
那今天我们跟主耶稣的关系
，and so today our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ
要成为一体
，is that we are to become one body with Him.
所以主耶稣说他是头，教会是身体。
So that's why Jesus said that I am the head and the church is my body.
他是新郎，我们是新妇。
Or He is the groom and we are the bride.
所以到最后要合一。
And at the end we shall be joined in as one.
那怎么合一？
And how is it that we be joined?
就是在灵里面合一。
That in spirit that we be one.
在爱里面合一。
That in love we be one.
因此一个人要相信耶稣，应该还包括一个很重要的问题。
So when one comes to believe in God, he also has to have this great requirement, this question.
请问你有没有真的感觉到主耶稣很爱你？
That have you feel for yourself that God loves you very much?
爱到为你死在十字架上。
Love to the point that He died for you on the cross.
你真的有没有这个感觉？
Do you really have that feeling?
不只是说你信不信耶稣是神。
Not only that you say that I believe that God, Jesus is God.
如果你真的有这个感觉。
But if you have truly have that feeling of love.
第二个问题。
The second question.
请问你有没有爱耶稣？
Let me ask you, do you love Jesus Christ?
想要爱到他对你那种爱。
Love to the point that the way He loved us.
就是完全舍己奉献。
And that is to total sacrifice of ourselves.
如果有。
And if you do have that.
这个婚姻就成立了。
Then this marriage has been established.
你跟神的婚姻就成立了。
That this marriage you have with Christ is been appointed.
所以一个人要信主一个非常重要的关键就是要在爱里面跟神联合。
And therefore, one great requirement for one to have this marriage with God, with Christ, is that we have to have this love in existing.
所以圣经说我们爱因为神先爱我们。
So Bible tells us that we love because God first loved us.
以弗所书里面说丈夫要先爱太太。
And the book in the book of Ephesians that is described that the husband is to love the wife.
所以如果婚姻发生问题啊，你丈夫不爱你太太，你为什么不爱我？这已经不合圣经了。
That if there's a problem in the marriage and the husband questions the wife, say, how come you love me no more?
因为
there is a problem in that marriage.
基督先爱教会。
Because Christ first loved the church.
爱到为教会舍己。
Love to the point that he sacrificed himself for the church.
所以丈夫要先爱太太。
Therefore, the husband is to love the wife.
爱到为太太舍己。
Love to the point that he is able to sacrifice himself for the wife.
那反过来。
And also we turn this around.
第二律书里面说我们爱因为神先爱我们。
First John tells us that we love because God loved us.
为什么我们爱神？
Why is it that we love God?
因为我们属灵那个丈夫先爱我们。
Because our spiritual husband first loved us.
所以我们被他感动。
Therefore, we are moved by his love.
因此我们想回报他的爱。
Therefore, we want to repay his love.
那这样在爱里面，我们才能够跟神合一。
So because in this love that we are able to become as one in Christ.
那个婚姻才能够成立。
And then this marriage can be established.
那这个保罗在哥林多后书为什么要提个嫉妒呢？
And so why is it that Paul in the book of Corinthians described about this
jealousy?
It is because the Corinthian church has been given to Christ, it has been married to Christ. Now we look at verse 3.
他们的心仍偏向偏斜，思绪向基督所存清洁的心。
Now their heart has departed from the simplicity that is in Christ.
因为既然的信耶稣，就是对主耶稣要专一。
Because they believe in God, believe in Christ, therefore they should dedicate themselves to Christ.
但是后来在第四节
But at the end, when described in verse 4,
有人来传另外一个耶稣
For there is another that comes to preach another Jesus.
受另外一个灵
Another spirit, different spirit.
传另外一个福音
And has preached a different gospel.
然后这哥林多教会的信徒就开始在摇动
And then the believers in the Corinthian church began to be moved.
就渐渐偏离了原来所要相信那个耶稣。
And then they have departed from that original faith of them believing in Christ.
原来所受的那个灵。
That original spirit that they have received from God.
原来所得到福音。
That original gospel that they have received, that they have first heard.
所以保罗说我为你们嫉妒，因为婚姻了。所以保罗说我为你们嫉妒。
And so that's why Paul writes here, I am jealous for you because of this.
原因就是希望你们能够再回归向神。
The reason being that I hope that you can return back to God.
所以我们看神的灵是让人合一的。
And so we see that the Spirit of God is able to join everyone into one.
神的道是让人合一的。
That the gospel of God, the word of God is to make one come into one.
神的心是让人合一的。
And the heart of God is so that everyone can be in one.
比如说看这个世界。
God looks at this world.
已经堕落。
That it has corrupted itself, it has fell.
所以主耶稣投入这个社会，要来拯救这个社会。
So Jesus came to this world to try to save the world.
那怎么能说，因为教会堕落，所以我自己要分开啊？
How can you say that because the church is corrupted, that I will want to depart?
啊，你们那自己话，只有我最主的，我要分开。
That because you have all become worldly and I'm the only one spiritual, therefore I am the only one left.
这个做法已经没有圣经的根据。
Because this kind of doing is not in accordance with the Bible.
已经跟基督的精神不合了。
It is not in accordance and agreement with the Spirit of Christ.
所以在灵里面就会让主产生嫉妒。
Therefore, in spirit, that it will produce a division inside the group.
已经偏离了像基督那纯洁清义的心。
Because you have departed from that simplicity that is in Christ.
我们再看雅各书。
Let's look into the book of James.
雅各书。
James.
第四章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.Chapter 4, verse 4.
雅各书四章四节。
James chapter 4, verse 4.
但你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡是想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们想经上所说的是徒然吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵，是恋爱至于嫉妒的。这里说你们淫乱的人。
It says adulterers and adulteresses.
这不是指肉体的淫乱。
This is not talking about the physical.
是心对神的不忠。
But it is talking about that of our hearts that are disloyalty to God.
与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
That we have this friendship with the world is enmity with God.
神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒。
For the spirit that dwells in us yearns jealousy.
神所赐住在我们里面那个灵就是圣灵。
That the spirit that God has given to us in our hearts, it is the Holy Spirit that we receive from God.
神对他爱我们。
God loves us so much.
爱到差遣主耶稣为我们死。
Loves us to the point that he sent his blessed son Jesus Christ into this world to die for us.
对我们所有的归属他。
So that we can be returned and to be belong to him.
爱到这个程度。
He loves us to that point.
这个是婚约属灵的一种婚约的爱。
This is a spiritual love of a marriage.
所以这个爱会有嫉妒的。
And this love has a jealousy.
因为一个人的心如果偏向了神，贪爱世界。 一个人的心呢，如果偏离了神，贪爱世界
，But so if one's heart depart from God and also goes to love the world,
圣灵在里面会嫉妒
，then the Holy Spirit inside us will cry for cry with jealousy。
啊，这个就是保罗所说的属灵的嫉妒。
And so this is what Paul was describing about godly jealousy。
所以今天为什么我们无法亲近神
？So today, why is it that we cannot draw ourselves closer to God？
为什么我们祷告没有体验
？Why is it that when we pray that we cannot experience from God？
虽然我们在说方言
，although we are speaking in tongues，
祷告我们还是觉得神很远。
But then when we pray, we feel that God is still very far from us。
没有什么体验
，that we have no experience，
没有什么感受
，we do not have any feeling of Him。
因为神的灵恋爱到嫉妒
，because God's spirit yearns jealousy。
我们生活如果世俗化，我们已经远离了神。
Because if our lives have become worldly, we have departed ourselves from God.
虽然你没有去犯什么罪
，although you do not commit any sin,
你整个心都已经世俗化
，but that your heart has become worldly.
所想的事情都已经世俗化。
Everything that is in your mind, you become worldly.
那神就问了。
Then God will ask.
你说你爱我，你的生活在哪里表现
？That you love me, you say you love me, but where is the example of the way you show it in your daily life?
你生活的每一刻、每一分钟、每一个行动、每一个决定，都是在爱世界。
That every decision, every time, every day, every minute, every second, that everything you decide is concerning of the world.
我唱诗在唱主，我爱你。
That when you sing hymn, that God, I love you.
我们的心在感觉主，我爱你。我们的心在感觉主，我很爱你。
That in our hearts, all we feel that God, I love you.
但是我们生活的每一个动作看起来，我们都离开神了。
But then in our daily living, that every aspect of our life, that we, the way we behave, that we love, show us that we love the world.
神在我们心中已经分量很低。
Then God in our hearts has this great jealousy.
但是世界在我们心中分量很高。
That this God's portion in our heart is small, and the world's portion in our heart is very large.
这个就是神嫉妒的地方。
And this is where God comes in to be jealous.
也是我们根本没有办法关系正常的地方。
It's also where we cannot have built a good relationship with God.
因为世界太重要。
Because the world has become too important to us.
太不重要了。
God is too unimportant to us.
所以我们要悔改。
Therefore, we have to repent.
我们要改变。
We must change ourselves.
把世俗从我们生活中拿掉。
And we must take away the worldly matter of our lives.
让我们专一归回神。
And we must turn ourselves wholly to come back to God.
专爱他。
To love Him with great loyalty.
在生活当中每一个时刻、每一个决定、每一个地方表现我独一爱神。
That in our daily lives, we prove to God that in every moment, in every second, in every decision that we make in our life, we truly love Him.
是神不再有嫉妒。
So that God will no longer have this jealousy.
我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
And therefore, our relationship with God will become even better.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面提到这两点很重要。
And so Paul in this letter to the Corinthians discussed these two important matters.
我们要有属灵的忧愁。
That we must have this godly sorrow.
有时候我们要属灵的嫉妒。
And also sometimes we have to have this godly jealousy.
使我们信仰能够不断的进步。
So that our spiritual reality can grow.
我们跟神的关系能够不断的亲近。
And then our relationship with God can continuously draw closer.
使我们的体验不断的增加。
And that we can have more experience with God.